from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on the morning shift and going straight to the WadeFord.com hotline. That is where we find Chip Towers, who covers all Georgia athletics for the AJC. Good to have you back with us, Chip. You're out there at SEC Media Days.
I am. I'm here right now waiting for, the morning's lineup to start. We're supposed to, there's a little sidebar kind of thing going on here in a little bit about artificial intelligence and its uses in the SEC in the coming season. You know, yesterday we heard from a medical officer. We heard from the executive director of the college football playoff. And, of course, we hear from all the coaches and players for all 16 teams. So it's a fairly exhausting week. Once you take it all in, you know, it's kind of, I joke in terms of being a journalist, sometimes it's like needing a Dixie cup of water and you're standing under a waterfall. So a lot of information flowing out of here this week.
Oh, I bet. And if you could continue to set the stage for us, because there's no Nick Saban in the coaching role at SEC Media Days. And then you got Texas and Oklahoma represented there, too. What's the vibe like surrounding all this newness and kind of a different SEC Media Day week?
Well, I would say there's definitely a rejuvenative effect of you know, Oklahoma and Texas being here. I mean, we're in Dallas, after all. And, you know, the reason we're in Dallas is those two teams have joined the league. And, you know, yesterday, Greg Sankey pointed it out first thing in the morning, and I didn't think about it before that three of the four coaches in last year's Final Four were represented here yesterday, and Nick Saban with the, you know, SEC Network and ESPN, and then, you know, the new Alabama coach from Washington and Steve Sarkisian. And I would definitely say, you know, with Sarkisian and the Longhorns coming through here yesterday, that was probably, you know, the most juice really that I felt, you know, the whole week. Now, it was similar when Georgia came through here, of course. You know, it sounds like, you know, the Dogs are probably going to be the runaway pick to win the league this year, and that brings with it a lot of attention, as does Carson Beck, for sure. But yesterday was pretty vibrant as well.
Chip, I want to talk about the different landscape as well. 16 coaches and obviously a lot of players over there. And you mentioned it. Texas is going to get the highlights. It's over in Dallas. And Georgia, obviously y'all coming back to Atlanta next year for SEC Media Days. But give us somebody that maybe impressed you that we haven't been paying a lot of attention to. Maybe a head coach that you thought, man, that guy actually is he's pretty impressive.
You know, I honestly didn't know that much about Jeff Lebby, of all people. Until yesterday, and the new Mississippi State coach, you know, of course, was an offensive coordinator for Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss and OC at Oklahoma before he took that job at Mississippi State. what impressed me about him, most of these guys come up here, you know, with note cards, papers, or, you know, in the case of Vanderbilt coach Clark Lee, a giant three-ring, you know, notebook that he opens up, you know, to make their speech, make their presentation, whatever you want to call it. Levy just got up there, didn't have a single note or anything in front of him, and, you know, delivered what I thought was a pretty good, you know, opening statement, and then, you know, proceeded to take questions. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, in Mississippi State, I also didn't realize, and that's part of the reason you come here, you know, I mean, I think they have two returning starters between the offense and the defense. I mean, they've been absolutely decimated between Mike Leach suddenly passing a couple of years ago, and then, you know, Zach Arnett not working out last year. And so, you know, they got a long way to go. And, you know, this, you know, Sarkisian, I thought, did great. You know, that's the first time I've really heard from him. And I was, you know, present and ready and accounted for, pin out, you know, for Kalen DeBoer yesterday because I hadn't heard him much. You know, I, you know, little things, everything I've ever seen of him, I think, maybe except for his introduction as the Alabama coach. But, you know, I didn't realize how balding he is, right? He didn't have a hat on. And, you know, some other things about him, you know, you learn little things here and there. I didn't know what a good athlete he was in Sioux Falls, you know, and there's actually two coaches here, you know, from the state of South Dakota. Who'd have thought that? So, you know, just little weird things like that all over the place.
But, Chip, what's the thought around the SEC Media Days with Kirby's comments about, you know, basically fining players out of their NIL deals for, you know, missing classes or, you know, speeding tickets and that kind of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, that was I would say that was the biggest, you know, bit of discovery, if you will, you know, here this whole week. I had no idea about that. Obviously, you know, I didn't sign up to be a sports writer to be able to, you know, monitor, you know, traffic patterns of football players and the cars that they drive and things like that. But I thought Kirby did a good job of addressing that directly and straightforward. He, before he gets up to in the big room, we call it, you know, the main media room, every year he meets, not one-on-one, but a select group of beat writers of which I belong, for an aside, you know, and he addressed it right up front before anybody asked any questions about it. And then, of course, there were follow-up questions. Actually, the most interesting thing about that, there were no questions in the main media room after all that, because after all, 24 is an awfully big number, and he knows it. And you know, he talked about there was 162. They're apparently, you know, keeping an account of this, and there are 162 instances in which it's been brought up, you know, to the players in the team environment. But fining through the Classic City Collective was new news to me and everybody else in there, and makes sense, you know, in this new world we live in. NFL Junior, these guys have contracts, these guys have deals, and it makes sense that they would ping them if they get in trouble. And I guess that's the new world we're living in.
It definitely is. Chip, thanks so much for coming on with this. We appreciate your time. Have fun out there.
You got it. Yeah, I will. Thanks. Enjoy it.
That was Chip Towers, who's all over everything for the Dogs, all the athletic programs for the AJC. You can follow him on X at CTO or at C Towers AJC.
CTOWERS.
CTO worse.
At C Towers. My bad.
I got to tell y'all to put a bow on this, and obviously SC Media Day's final day today. There are two wrongs this week that are being righted next year, and both of them are headed back to Atlanta. It's the All-Star Game that will come back here next year, and SEC Media Days heading back to Atlanta next year. That is how I'm going to remember
right.
This week.
Right's being wrong.
You know what? I don't know. It's weird for me. I think I'm just used to SEC Media Days being in Hoover. That's sure. Where everyone but two of them that I've ever attended have been there. But I'll tell you this. I do think that, to me, the news out of this is that coaches just found out, oh, you know what? We got to start writing our contracts like Kirby does.
Right.
Trendsetter.
All right, we're going to find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.